Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Vice President Mike Pence, he went to Missouri and he spoke out about against what was taking place against these Jewish cemeteries and gathering places for the Jews in America, and spoke out against it. Let's join Vice President Mike Pence now.
On Monday morning, America awoke to discover the nearly 200 tombstones were toppled in a nearby Jewish graveyard. Speaking just yesterday, President Trump called this a horrible and painful act, and so it was. That, along with other recent threats to Jewish community centers around the country, he declared it all a sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil. We condemn this vile act of vandalism and those who perpetrate it in the strongest possible terms. And let me say it's been inspiring to people all across this country to see the way the people of Missouri have rallied around the Jewish community with compassion and support. You have inspired this nation with your kindness and your care.
Aren't you so grateful for Vice President Mike Pence? He's like the gentle hand of, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is on this man, obviously, and he's just so kind and so compassionate. He spoke, as we showed you, at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. You know, life is winning again. And here he is to be able to stand there against the persecution coming against the Jewish centers in Missouri and the cemetery. As a matter of fact, he even went to the cemetery. Let's join KY3 News right there in Missouri. Vice President Mike Pence.
There's no place in America for hatred, or acts of prejudice or violence or anti-Semitism.
While visiting Missouri on Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence made a stop at the St. Louis area Jewish cemetery that was vandalized over the weekend. Around 180 headstones had been knocked off their bases at the Hesed Shel Emes Cemetery. Most, if not all, had been replaced by Wednesday afternoon. Pence joined Missouri Governor Eric Greitens and hundreds of community members in cleaning up the cemetery.
The people of Missouri are inspiring the nation by your love and care for this place, for the Jewish community in Missouri, and I want to thank you for that inspiration, for showing the world what America is really all about.
The outpouring of support for the community didn't stop in Missouri. Muslim activists started a crowdfunding campaign to help with the cost of repairing the headstones. It raised over $80,000 in 24 hours. The vice president's visit came a day after President Trump condemned anti-Semitism, including recent bomb threats at Jewish community centers.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful.
That's so good to be able to see our vice president stand up for the American citizens, stand up for the against the anti-Semitism that's taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.